Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in endless praise. Let them flow in endless praise. Take my hands and let them move at thy impulse of thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Swift and beautiful for thee. Take my voice and let me sing, always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from thee. Filled with messages from thee. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite will I withhold. Take my intellect and use every path thou shalt choose. Every path thou shalt choose. Take my will and make it thine. It shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is thy own. It shall be thy royal throne. It shall be thy royal throne. Take my love, my Lord, I pour at thy feet, it treasure store. Take myself and I will be ever only all for thee. Ever holy all for thee. Amen. Father, we just thank you because you are God. You are the sovereign God. You created everything for your own. Daddy, we appreciate you because all of us, everything about us, they are yours. Possession, our life, our voices, our feet, our hands, our eyes, everything. Father, they belong to you. Because there is nothing that we receive, there is nothing that we have that is not given unto us by you. Daddy, we appreciate this. Father, in return, we have come tonight that we will devote ourselves to you and we will make ourselves a sacrifice acceptable, holy and acceptable unto you. And our services, our offerings, our gifts, Father, shall be acceptable unto thee. We thank you for another time in your presence on this mountain of power. We thank you for the grace that brought us to the last Thursday, even in the month of August 2022. Daddy, we appreciate you. Father, we did not take it for granted. It's by your mercy and by your grace, by your faithfulness, that you will not leave us, you will not forsake us, that you will carry us upon your shoulder, that you will lead and direct our path. Daddy, we thank you, O God, for we have enjoyed your mercy. Daily, you loaded us with benefits. Benefits that nobody can give. Benefit that no president of our nation can give. Benefit that no ministers of the gospel can give. No GOs can give it. No pastor, no evangelist, no apostle. No mother, no father, but only you can give us that, those benefits. Daddy, we appreciate you. We say be thou exalted in Jesus' name. Daddy, we have come to the throne of grace tonight so that we may obtain mercy and we can get grace to get help even at this time. Daddy, we pray, oh Lord, we will not go back the same in the name of Jesus. Grace that we need, oh Lord, to do accordingly as you want us to do, so that our ways, our lives will be pleasing unto you and be acceptable unto you. Daddy, you release them unto us tonight in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we saturate the atmosphere. Everywhere that this message is being transmitted at this time with the blood of Jesus, we come against every prince of Persia, every power and principalities that rulets in every area. We render them useless concerning our gathering of tonight in the name of Jesus. Our prayer we ascend unto you, our Father, as a sweet smelling savor. And Lord, you shall answer us and we shall receive answer, and there shall be testimony in the name of Jesus. That we decree and declare that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For you have founded it upon the sea and established upon the flood. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He who have a clean heart and a pure heart, who has not lift up his soul to vanity nor sworn deceitfully. The same shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek it, that seek their face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye ancient gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors. Lift up your heads, O ye gates of nations, O ye gates of countries, O ye gates of cities, O ye gates of states, O ye gates of neighborhoods, O ye gates of environment, O ye gates of our heart. Let the King of glory come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. He is the King of glory over our lives, over our situation, over our circumstances, over our nation, over our city, over the body of Christ. King of glory, come and take your place in the mighty name of Jesus. Daddy, we thank you, we bless you. Forever your name be praised, O God. Forever your name be exalted. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Tonight, we are going to read from the book of Malachi chapter 1. But before we go, I just want us to know that the very thing God wants to bring to our ways and for us to understand, to be empowered by it so that we will do right, is that without full devotion to Him, if there is no full devotion to our God, our sacrifices are not going to be acceptable. God wants us to serve Him devotedly. God wants us to devote ourselves to Him. God wants us to serve Him wholeheartedly. God wants everything about us. The song that I sang earlier, touch every areas of our lives. Take my life and let it be. It talks of our hands. It talks of our voices. It talks about our material things, silver and gold. He talks about our will. He talks about our love. He wants all of us. God did not want partiality. He did not want us to be partial, even dealing with Him. Or that we divide our love for Him. Or that we just say, God, you can have 50. And we take care of the remaining 50. No. No full devotion, my brothers and my sisters. No sacrifice acceptance, says the word of God. Malachi chapter 1, I'm going to read quickly from verse 1 to verse 14 by the special grace of God. It says, The Eternal One burdened his messenger, Malachi, with these words to deliver to Israel. I have loved you as someone loves his dear family. How have you loved us? Israelite asked. Eternal One answered, was not Esau Jacob's brother? Even still, I loved Jacob, but I hated Esau. I chose you, and I rejected him. I have made his islands desolate, and his inheritance for scavenging jackals in the wilderness. The Edomite asked, we are defeated now. They were vowing to themselves, but we will be back. We will return and rebuild out of the destruction. God answered them, they can build again, but I, the Eternal, commander of heavenly armies, will tear Esau's descendants down again and again and brand them as a land of wickedness, and as a people whom the Eternal will despise forever. You will see what I've done for you with your own eyes, Jacob's children, and you will say, may the Eternal One be magnified beyond the border of Israel. Verse 6 of Malachi chapter 1. To the priest who despise the name of Eternal commanders of heaven armies, a son respects his father, and a servant fears his master. If I am your father, then where is my respect from you? And if I am your glorious master, then where is your fear of me? From your self-centered oblivious, you ask, how have we despised your name? As you put polluted grain offerings on my clean altar, you ask, in what way have we polluted you? Your action tells your fellow priests and the people whose sacrifices you offer that you all may despise the Eternal One's table. When you offer blind animals for sacrifice, isn't that evil? And when you present sick and lame animals, isn't that evil? Try bringing these useless animals to your foreign governor. When you need his favor, will he grant your request and lift up your face to his to dignify you? Of course not. So said the Eternal, commander of heavenly armies. And now beg before the face of God and try to please him so he might show you favor. With these offerings you present, will he lift up your face to his to show his approval? God demands that they close the temple door. It is better to have no sacrifice than to offer service without full devotion. He wants devoted followers giving their best. God wants the best from you and from me. Verse 10 of Malachi chapter 1. Who amongst you will shut the doors that will keep me from smelling your sacrifice and you from wasting time kindling the fire on my altar? I, the Eternal Commander of heavenly armies, don't delight in you. I will not accept any grain offering you present. For from the rising of the sun to his descent, my name is great among the nations, and in every place smokes of a pure offerings rises up to me. Even those nations whom I haven't chosen as my own recognize my name is great. Those who don't recognize me as the Eternal Commander of heavenly armies. Verse 12. But you, my chosen one, are soiling my name when you say, The table of the Lord is dirty, and the food on it is despised. And when you sigh contemptuously and say, don't you see how boring all these required rituals are? You bring stolen or dirty gifts, your own lame and sick animal, or animals you found torn apart by beasts in the wilderness, to the offering. Should I accept what you present? I say, cursed is the deceiver who promises to sacrifice the finest male in his flock if I grant his request, but who sacrifices the imperfect one to the Lord instead. I tell you, I am a great king. My name is feared among the nations who aren't even my own. So says the Eternal, Commander of heavenly armies. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearing and to our heart in the name of Jesus. Beloved of the Lord, God is an unquestionable God. He does whatever that pleases him because he is God by himself. Your God and my God needs no approval of any man or any angelic host to be God. He is God all by himself. He said so, and no argument about it. According to Isaiah 45 verse 5, I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God besides me. I want you to pray this prayer. God, I know and I believe that you alone, you are God. Declare it. He said it. Declare it to him. Father, I declare it that you alone, you are God. You are God from beginning to the end. And there is no argument about that. Daddy, I know, and I declare it that you alone, you are God. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. My Father, I know that you alone, you are God. There is no other God besides you. So I declare that you, my God, my Father, you alone, you are God. No other God can be compared with you. You are God all by yourself. You are the God of all gods. I appreciate you that I have you as my God. I appreciate you that you, God Almighty, the only God, you are my God. So I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Also in Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 19, it says, no, do you see that I am the one, and there is no other God besides me? I have power over life and death. I wound and I heal. No one can resist my power. That is your God. That is my God. The God that brought you from day one in the year 2022, even till today, till this very moment, he is the one that can keep alive, and he is the one that can kill. He said it. It's by his grace, it's by his mercy that he spared your life. It's by his grace and by his mercy that you are not among those that have gone to the world of the dead. And he said that he is the one that can wound. He wound and he healed. That is God. Many have been wounded physically, spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, materially, in every area. But he is the same God that can heal. I want you to thank God. I want to say, my God, I believe that you are what you say you are. I cannot argue with you. I know that there is no other God besides you. I know that you have power over life and death. You are the one that can say live and I live. You are the one that you say die and that person will die. The power of life and death resides in your hand. And by your power, you have kept me and my household. Even till this moment, Daddy, I said, thank you. You are God. You are God. From beginning to the end, there's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. He said, I wound and I heal. Daddy, I thank you. Because when you wound, you heal. You are God. Nobody can question you. When the time of wounding come, nobody can question you. Oh, and you are the same God that will bring the time of healing. Daddy, I decree and declare, any wound of our heart, any wound physically or spiritually, by your power, oh God, the same power, oh God, give us healing in the name of Jesus. Cause there be healing in our heart, oh Lord. Every wounded heart, oh God, I decree and I declare, by your power, God, bring healing tonight in the name of Jesus. My brother and my sisters, from the Bible passage read earlier, Malachi chapter 1, verse 1 to 3 says, a prophecy, the word of the Lord to Israel through Malachi. I have loved you, says the Lord. But you ask, how have you loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother? Declares the Lord. Yet I have loved Jacob, but Esau I have hated. And I have turned his ill country into a wasteland and left his inheritance to the deserted Jackals. He is God, is not man. He is an unquestionable God. He decided to love Jacob and to hate Esau. Nobody can question him. He does what pleases him with nobody, no man, no angelic host can question our God. That is your God. That is my God. The Eternal One reminded the Israelites how he had preferred and loved Jacob their father above his brother Esau. But they still not believe his love for them above every other, according to Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 6 that says, you are holy people who belong to the Lord your God. He has chosen you from all the people on earth to be his very own. God has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. My brother and my sister, he has chosen you to be his very own. He is God. It's not of you that chose him. He chose you. It's not of you that loved him. He loved you. And he called you out of darkness. It's not because you have done anything. He is the one that made the choice, not you. The matter of salvation, if he did not call you, did not bring you out of that darkness, you will still be there. So stop being puffing up and even raising up your shoulder. It is not your choice. Amos 3:2 says, I have known, chosen, cared for, and loved only you of all the families of the earth. I want you to pray, my Father, my God, I thank you for choosing me to be your treasure in the name of Jesus. Who am I? Kini koti moshe. Isherere woluwa lowo mi. But out of the abundance of your love, you chose me. You called me out of darkness. You make me your treasure. Daddy, I appreciate you. I thank you. Out of thousands of people that are still there, many have not even seen, even this grace, they have not received it. Because we are saved by grace and not of works, let no man boast. Father, I just thank you for choosing me to be your treasure. My God, I thank you that I am your very own. He said, you are my very own. He holds me. He holds you. God holds you. You belong to Him. You are special in His hand. Just because He loves you. Because He chose to love you. I want you to thank Him. My Father, I just thank you. For I am your very own in the name of Jesus. God, I just thank you. I thank you. For you love me so much. He loves me. I cannot say why. He loves me. I cannot say why. He loves you. Do you know the reason why? He chose you without consulting you. He searched for you. He sought for you. He ran after you. He plucked you out of darkness. He brought you into His marvelous light. I just want you to say that I just thank you. I just thank you. I thank you. I thank you because you chose to love me, to call me, this wretched me, to be your own very own. I did not take it for granted. Daddy, thank you. My brother and my sister, God was not happy because the same Israelite He called his very own did not honor Him. They displeased Him through their sacrifices and services unto Him. He was not happy because for their lack of devotion and respect to Him and even of His name. And how they are defiling His holy temple, His holy altar with sacrifice, defiled sacrifice. Sick animal. Something they cannot offer even to the governor of their land. They cannot even offer it to a friend. Malachi chapter 4 verse 5 says, Edom, vowing, we are defeated now, but we will be back. We will return and rebuild out of the destruction. Then the Eternal One answered them. He said that they can rebuild again, but I, the Eternal, commander of heavenly armies, we tear Esau descendant down again and again and brand them as a land of wickedness because He chose to hate their forefather Esau. And He has chosen Jacob as the one that He loved. Unquestionable God. Unquestionable, You are the Lord. Unquestionable, You are the Lord. Unquestionable, You are the Lord. He said, I destroy you, and you say you will build again. Again, again, and I will continue to destroy you. And I've already named your land the land of wickedness. And He called the land of the Israelites a land flowing with milk and honey. He blessed their land. He blessed everything. But He said to the Edomite, go, this is me. I am God. I have made up my mind to hate you. To hate your forefather. And I hate you. And as a people whom the Lord, the Eternal One, will despise forever. Oh my God. Kini mo se fun Olorun to fi fe mi to to bayi. What did you do for God that He loved you so much? When He said that he has made even the descendants of Esau even despise people forever, forever. This is not my word. This is the word of God. These two verses reveal how God dealt with Esau's descendants because He hated their forefather Esau and loved his brother Jacob above them. Above him. The question now is, why did Israelite dishonor God and His name? God who destroyed and despised the Edomites because of His love for them. Why did they disrespect God? Disrespect His name? The same question is coming to you and to me. The one that loves you, that sought, you know, He sought for you. He brought you out of darkness even without you knowing about it. In what way are you despising the name of God? In what way am I disrespecting, dishonoring God? See the way they pay God back. And I pay Him back even to this same moment. Even we Christians now, Even we, the body of Christ, even we believers in Christ, the redeemed of the Lord, the one that is saved by the blood of his dear son, Jesus Christ, how are we paying God and Jesus back? How are you paying him back? How am I paying God back and Jesus? He left everything in heaven. He became homeless so that you may have a home in heaven. How am I paying him back? How are you paying God back? We are honoring him, dishonoring his name, or what? His name in our life? Are we honoring his name in our life? Even in his temple, we defy his altar with anything and by any way. I want you to pray tonight. Father, I repent. I repented of all my wicked ways towards you. Daddy, please, in any way that I've dishonored you, in any way I've disrespected you, with my gift, with my the way I behave in the house of God, the way I behave on your altar, what am I bringing onto the altar of God? Father, please forgive me. Pray. I pray, my God, my Father, by your love and mercy, I will never stop loving you. Father, I will never stop loving you. My loving Father, please never brand my name, never brand my land, never brand my life, even in the abode of wickedness. Never call my life the life of a wicked person. The Bible says he called the land of Edomite. He called their land of wickedness. I want you to pray, my Father, by your mercy, never make me a person whom you will despise forever. The Bible said, God said it. God despised Esau forever. He despised all his descendants. But he loved Jacob. Unquestionable is our God. Let's quickly look at what the Bible said in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 14 to 15. It says, I will be to him a father, and he will be to me a son. When he crosses the line and acts badly, I will teach him with a rod used by people for correction and a lash for discipline. Look at verse 15. Because of his love. But I will not withdraw my love from him as I did from Saul, whom I set aside in favor of you. When God loves you, he loves David. This is the case of David. He set aside. He pulled down Saul. And he said, David, don't worry. Even if your children sin, I will discipline them. Because he whom a father loved is disciplined. But I will never remove my love from you. I want you to pray. Unquestionable and just God, whenever I sin against you, please correct me by your unending love. Correct me by your unending love you have for me. Father, correct me. Remember this. David said, no, God, I don't want to get to the hand of any man. Oh, it's better you discipline me yourself. I want you to pray, my God, by your love for me, for any of my sin, give no man power to punish me. Permit no man to punish me, Lord. Daddy, do not let me fall into the hands of man for correction. By your great mercy, Lord, permit no man to correct me. Whenever I sin against you, I offend you, Father, discipline me as a father. Because I know by your love you will discipline me right. You will discipline me in love. You will correct me in love. My God, by your love for me, destroy walls and altars. Edomites are raising up against me. I was discussing with a friend of mine that, you know what? God said that through Joshua, when the wall of Jericho fell down flat, you know, that was a terrible curse placed on anybody that tried to raise it up. You know, I want you to pray, God, every destroyed wall of sin, of shame, of weariness, of penury, of lack, of shame, that you have destroyed any Edomite that want to raise it up again and again. Every altar of evil that you have destroyed in my life, in the life of every member of my family, anyone that want to raise it up according to the curse, the terrible curse that was declared upon anyone that raised up the wall of Jericho, Father, so you will do unto them in the name of Jesus. The book of Joshua chapter 6:26 says, he said, whoever rebuild Jericho will be in danger from the Lord. Whoever is raising altar of evil against you, against me, against our household, against the work of God, today by this word of Joshua, the Lord says that when he lays the foundation, he will lose his older son, and when he set up the gate, he will lose his younger son. So we decree tonight, in the name of Jesus, I want you to pray, my God, by your love for me today, whoever is rebuilding, destroying wall along my way to my promised land, let such lose his other son in the name of Jesus, according to the word of God that is written even in Joshua chapter 6 verse 26, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, oh Lord, do accordingly to this cause, place upon anyone in Jericho that raise up the wall of Jericho, upon such in the name of Jesus. Remember, God, this soul, for Pharaoh and all living things in Egypt, because of his love, the Israelites. Oh my God, there is nothing God cannot do because of his people. There is nothing. When God is fighting for you, your enemy is in trouble. When the Lord steps into your matter, your enemy is in danger. Yes. Oh, the Bible says that our God is a consuming fire. Anyone that rises up against you, anyone that is raising evil altar concerning you, evil gate concerning you, saying that you will not get to your promised land, the consuming fire of the Lord will rise up and burn such into ashes in the name of Jesus. God, because of your love for me, whosoever set up the gates of limitation along my way to my promised land, he or she will receive that curse placed upon any man in Jericho that raised the wall up again in the name of Jesus. Hear this, that God said, because of you and for me, in the book of Isaiah 43 verse 4, others died that you might live. Others died that you might live. I traded their lives for yours because you are precious to me and honored, and I love you. That is what God says about you. That is what God, go and read it. Hold on to the word of God. It's not Becky's word. We are praying the word of God. Isaiah 43 verse 4. Others died that you may live. He said, I traded their lives for yours. Unquestionable God. Because you are precious to me and honored, and I love you. My God, my Father, by these words of yours tonight, others that want to death, that need to be gone, let them go. Give others life because of me. You said it. You did it for the Israelites. It destroyed even the firstborn of all the Egyptians, all living things, so that it can, you know, deliver his people. What is that thing God cannot do for you, my brother and my sister? He loved you. He drowned all the horse and the rider and everyone. He drowned them in the Red Sea. And his children walked through the dry ground and crossed over. I want you to pray. God, tonight, trade the lives of all who want me dead for mine. Trade it. All those that are running after you, all those Pharaoh and his horsemen and their riders, that are running, that I said that we will pursue, that has said that we will pursue, we will overtake, we will carry out our desire upon them. From any angle, whosoever that person may be, Daddy, tonight, according to your word, you said it, that you traded their life for mine. Daddy, tonight, all that want me dead. Father, today, trade their lives, all of their lives, for mine, in the name of Jesus. Because I am precious to you. You declare me your very own. You declare that I'm your treasure. I'm precious to you. And you say you honored me. You don't know who you are in God. My brothers, my sister, you don't know who you are. This is what God says about you. He honored you and loved you. Verse 6 to 8. I, the Lord, all powerful, have something to say to you, priests. Children respect their fathers, and servants respect their masters. I am your father and your master. So why don't you respect me? You priests have insulted me. And now you ask, how did we insult you? You embarrass me by offering worthless food on my altar. Then you ask, how have we embarrassed you? You have done it by saying, what's so great about the Lord's altar? Hey! But isn't it wrong to offer animals that are blind, lame, or sick? Just trying giving those animals to your governor. That certainly wouldn't please him or make him want to help you. How much more God that loved you so much, that placed you in that position, that loved you, and is asking you to present something to him, and you are bringing dirty things, ugly things to him. This verse reveals what God had against the priest in the temple. The priest that he chose as his representative and servant to present food to him, the sacrifices. He pointed it out that they failed to respect him and that they have insulted him. In verse 7, it said, they embarrassed him by giving him worthless sacrifice on his altar. This is what our priest, evangelist, prophet, pastor, minister of the gospel, that is what they are doing on the altar of God now. May God have mercy. Things they cannot give to their governors and geos, they will bring them to the altar of God. God was not happy and was displeased with them. I want you to pray. God, by your power and by your love that you have chosen all these priests, pastor, and minister, forgive them their sin, oh Lord, in the name of the their sin of dishonoring and disrespecting you on the altar in your houses. Daddy, forgive them, oh Lord. You can stand in the gap for them. You too, you can pray for yourself. In any way you presented ugly things to the Lord, Father, please forgive me. In any way I dishonor your name and disrespect your name on the altar, on your altar, at any time, Daddy, forgive me by your love in the name of Jesus. God, by the power of your love, please forgive their sin of offering worthless sacrifice on your altar. I am talking about the altar erected for God Almighty and not altar erected for themselves. You know, some people, some ministers, it's not God that erected, because God did not call them in the first instance. Though they erect the altar for them, they can do whatever thing they want. But once it is God that asks you to erect, that call you into that office, you must honor him on the altar that he has given unto you. Altar is very sacred. Altar should be holy. Altar should be, you know, you can't just, I remember, you can't just go to the altar and be doing nonsense. But nowadays, no fear on the altar. Stepping into the altar, anybody can just go there and be doing anything and be saying anything. May the Lord help us. You cannot do whatever you like on the altar of God. No, God will not be happy with you. Verse 9 to 11 of Malachi 1. Now, try asking God to be good to you, but he will not listen to you. Because you have displeased him, because you have disrespected him, because you have dishonored him. Say, ask God to do good to you. He will not listen. It is all your fault. This is what the Lord Almighty said. I wish one of you will close the temple doors to stop the lighting of useless fire on my altar. Strange fire on the altar of God. God said, I am not pleased with you. I will not accept your gift. This is what the Almighty, all-powerful God said. People all around the world respect me. All around the world, they bring good gifts to me and burn good incense as a gift to me because my name is important to all of them. This is what the Lord Almighty said. With this type of food, sacrifices presented by our priests on the altar in the house of the Lord, and they are asking him for favor. He will not listen. That word he said is not Becky's word. Go and read it. Malachi chapter 1, verse 9 to 11. You did not do right on my altar, and you are asking me for favor. I will not listen. That word he said, and it is your fault. It is their fault. It's the fault of believers, Christians, the way we handle, the way we are treating the temple of God, the altar of God. The way we are presenting our gift, God is not happy. Let me tell you, God answers prayer. He's still answering prayer. But we are the one that we are failing in the way we present our gift, our sacrifices, our offerings, our tithes, everything, the way we are presenting it unto God. God is not happy. Olorun se bebe bi tatijo awa la osin bi tatijo mo we have refused to honor him, to fear him. The Bible says fearful in praises, doing in wonder. Honoring him, things that you cannot do when they are entering into the shrine. They know how they will be so quiet, they will be so silent, but in the house of God is so noisy, so crowded, so disorderly. My brothers and my sister, God is looking for priests that will give him quality and honorable sacrifice like the time of old. God wants believers that will worship him in spirit and in truth. John 4:23. God is looking for priests, pastors, believers in Christ that will worship him in spirit and in truth, that will respect his name, and that will bring good and burn good incense to him. This pleases him. I want you to pray. God, help me to worship you in spirit and in truth always. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, oh Lord, help us, oh Lord, your people that you love so much, to respect you, to worship you in spirit and in truth always. In the name of Jesus. God, help our priests, help our gospel ministers to worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, help all of us, oh Lord, to always bring good gifts to you and to burn good incense as gift to you at all time. In the name of Jesus. Let me tell you, you know your prayer is fragments unto God. You too, you are a fragment unto God in this world, according to 2 Corinthians 2:15. Yes, we are the fragments of Christ for God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. You are aromas, you must smell good. You and I had to burn incense with sweet aroma of Christ for God at all times, wherever we find ourselves. I want you to pray. I decree and declare, I am a good aroma. I have good aroma of Christ at all times. And I will dispense even the fragrance of Christ, even everywhere I find myself, in the name of God. Pray, 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 pray. Father, I decree and declare, oh Lord, I will never be a displeasing fragrance of Christ. Father, but I will be acceptable fragrance, aromas of Christ unto God at all times, in the name of Jesus. Father, I will always, I will be a dispenser, spreading aromas of Christ wherever I find myself, at my workplace, among my brethren, in the house of God, in my house, within my friend, in my families, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Lastly, Malachi chapter 1, verse 12 to 14. But you dishonor it, saying that my altar is not important, and encouraging people to bring cheap, sick animal to offer to me on it. You say, oh, it's too difficult to serve the Lord and do what he asks. and you turn up your noses at the rules he has given you to obey. Think of it. Stolen animals, lame and sick, as offering to God? Should I accept such offering as this? Ask the Lord. Cursed is that man who promises a fine ram from his flocks and substitutes a sick one to sacrifice to God. You promise it, but you change it. Said, I am a great king, says the Lord Almighty, and my name is to be mightily reverenced, honored among the Gentiles. This is true of many priests nowadays. They are profaning the altars in the house of God. Many believers, they are saying that the table of the Lord is divine already. And so it is fruit. So is food. So is sacrifice. There's nothing we can do about it. The Bible says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man is taught. And let it now return to the Father. He will abundantly pardon. I want you to pray that Lord God Almighty, please forgive all priests and gospel ministers that have taken your altar as a place of play, displaying themselves. Many are even bringing jester, people that make jokes, using the name of God, the thing of God, to make jokes on the altar. Please, I want you to pray that prayer. Father, please forgive. Forgive every altar that they have allowed jester to make jest, to use the things of God to make jest. Father, please forgive them in the name of Jesus. Daddy, please have mercy. Forgive, oh Lord. In any way, oh Lord, that we have used the altar of God to be a place of jest, of joking, of making unnecessary things that have no relevance, things that relegate and dishonor the name of God. Father, please forgive us in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray. God, by your mercy, forgive all ministers and all gospel ministers, all priests, all believers that are encouraging people to bring anything. Just bring it. You don't want to know the source. All the stolen good. Even some ministers, they are the one praying for the robbers. They are the one that will give them the psalm they will read, so that their own portion. You go out today, you bring this. May the Lord have mercy. I want you to pray tonight that all priests and ministers and even believers will change from their wicked ways. In regard to the sacrifices they are allowing on the altar, in regard to the sacrifices we are bringing to the altar, the Lord, by your mercy, Lord, help us to change from our wicked ways in the name of Jesus, so that we will know the type of gift we are bringing, so that we know the type of offering we are giving, we will know the type of tithes we are giving, not stolen, not something stolen, not sick offering, not cheap offering, but thing. Remember, David said, I will not give unto God something that will not cost me anything. Some will even throw that tithe like this. Some will, you know, God thank God, now we can do it online. Some will even throw the offering as if they are throwing something to a dog. Think of it. Stolen animal, lame and sick, as offering to God. Should I accept such offering? Ask the Lord. God asked them, should I accept that? Please, I don't know why God is bringing us this way. I pray that all people, especially people of God, will stop bringing strange, detestable offering to the altar of God in the name of Jesus. Robbing Peter to pay Paul. It's not acceptable to God. Robbing Peter to pay Paul, God will not accept such. Because you must do as order in order to please your pastor, to please your priest and minister. You went and engaged yourself in dubious business. Such offering displeases God. Remember, Nadab and Abihu, the two sons of Aaron, came along and offered incense with strange fire. Meaning unauthorized, foreign and strange sacrifice. Not only that God rejected their sacrifice, he found it so offensive that he consumed the two men with fire. Thank God for grace. But let me tell you, we cannot take grace for granted. We cannot continue in sin and ask grace to abound. No! No! I want you to pray, God, please forgive us. Forgive all gospel ministers who are offering strange fires on the altars of our God. Who are offering strange fire like the two sons of Eli. Daddy, forgive them, O Lord. We are praying, O Lord, because of those that you have put under them, O Lord. Daddy, forgive in the name of Jesus. Forgive our believers that are offering strange fire on the altar of God. Forgive us, Daddy, so that our service will be acceptable. So that our sacrifice will be acceptable unto you. So that, Lord, even ourselves, let us present ourselves. The Bible said our body is the temple of God. Apostle Paul said that present yourself a holy sacrifice unto the Lord. That even ourselves, O Lord, let us present ourselves only unto you at all times. In the name of Jesus. Daddy, we thank you. We bless you. Father, as we have prayed to you, we thank you because you love us so much. That way you brought this to us, O Lord. So that, Lord, devil will come and will find nothing in us, O Lord. So that the accuser of brethren will not say, you remember the type of offering she brought, the type of the way she did it. You know, Father, we thank you, O Lord. Thank you for this knowledge that you have given unto us again tonight. Father, we run even our months ahead with this. We run even with this knowledge and power so that, Lord, we have right standing, so that we'll be devoted to you and our sacrifices will be acceptable unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Help, O Lord, as you have prayed tonight, O Lord, the grace, O Lord, not to do that which you don't want. Give unto us in the name of Jesus. Grace to change from our wicked ways towards you. Grant unto us and all to the priest, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, King of Glory. As we go into the month of September, go ahead of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Land us safely into the month of September and make it a glorious, a peaceful, and a month that we will enjoy fullness of joy. And even, Lord, life in abundance, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, King of Glory. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, 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 and amen. Same time next week. Remain blessed. Bye.